WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Hunter Biden and federal prosecutors have reached a tentative plea agreement. It would result in President Biden's son pleading guilty to a pair of misdemeanor tax charges and entering a diversion program on a felony gun charge. ABC's Aaron Katursky says there is no mention of his overseas business dealings.
In saying nothing, I think it may speak volumes because it shows that a U.S. attorney appointed under the Trump administration after a five-year investigation did not find any additional conduct to be chargeable. And even though a statement from U.S. Attorney David Weiss says that the investigation is ongoing, we have a statement also from Hunter Biden's attorneys saying that this five-year investigation has been resolved.
Oxygen levels are dwindling for the passengers on board the Ocean Gate submersible, hoping to tour the Titanic wreckage. U.S. and Canadian military are launching robotic search vessels looking for signs of life. This is ABC News. Ford and General Motors recently announced their electric vehicles will work with Tesla's charging network. Now another EV manufacturer is joining them.
Startup Rivian says by next year, its EV trucks will support the North American charging standard. That's the plug Tesla uses at its more than 12,000 supercharging stations across the country. In recent months, the market has been consolidating around these Tesla chargers. Advocates say it will ease EV adoption, but EV Pulse's Chad Kirshner says there are some who argue
that having one person, one company, one automaker in charge of the entire EV charging infrastructure of a country is not wise.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Apple, the tech giant, is trying to trademark images of Apple, the fruit. The intellectual property fight pits the company against a union representing fruit growers in Switzerland. If Apple, the company, wins, it could force the union group to change its logo. Rena Roy, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Wildfire danger remains high for northwestern and southwestern Wisconsin today. The DNR says that this year's fire season is outpacing last year so far, thanks in part to ongoing drought. The National Weather Service says conditions will stay hot and dry for at least a few more days. In Lake Halley, the village board is considering proposals that would target its homeless population. Police Chief Ed Orgon said the new ordinances would make loitering and living in vehicles ticketable offenses. He says complaints from businesses and homeowners along Commercial Boulevard are what spurred the proposals. The board plans to take up action on the proposals in July. A man accused of shooting multiple people in downtown La Crosse early Saturday morning is being held at the La Crosse County Jail on a $1 million cash bail. That's according to online court records. 31-year-old DeAndrew Grant is charged with six counts of reckless attempted homicide with the use of a dangerous weapon. La Crosse police say he fired a gun from a vehicle on 3rd Street around 2 a.m. on Saturday, shooting and injuring six people. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
My dad says spending time together makes our family stronger. That's why we go to our Family Resource Center. It's got lots of activities for us to do together. Nana says she likes it because she gets to talk with other grown-ups. But I like it because we play and learn with other families and make new friends.
To learn more about services that support children, connect families, and strengthen communities, call Northwest Connection Family Resources at 800-733-KIDS.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay, then. Bye.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. 5.25 million $1 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186. When it comes to achieving
Xerxes in Minneapolis or at vinaigrettemn.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. Matt and Patrick here. Brett will swing on by. He's roaming the halls like a gargoyle at somewhere at this point. He'll stop on by. Dina Winter is going to join us. Oh, I love Dina. Dina's fantastic. She's going to join us coming up here in a little bit to talk about some of the things going over at the Minnesota Reformer, some of the stories that she's covering. Patrick, how are you today?
Doing all right, except the air conditioner broke at home.
Well, here? I was about to say, what, here? Well, we're not doing a show. We did a show here, and the heat got stuck on. And this was like in the middle of winter. And you'd come into the station, and you'd come down to the basement where we do the show at here. And it was about, you know, Burma. It was just a touch warm. And I just was sitting here, and it looked like I was doing the show in a sauna. I mean, I was just, you know, this is the days before we put the cameras in here, thank God. But yeah, it was brutal. Sorry to hear that, especially on a 90-degree day. Is there any hope that you're going to get that sucker fixed?
I'll have to check when I get home tonight, but probably more than a few finding out their air conditioners aren't working so well this week, so might be kind of far down the list.
90. Good news, though, it sounds like I posted Sven's Bring Me the News weather forecast. Sounds like we got some rain coming in the metro area here before too long. You can find that on my social media pages. First of all, a spot of business. I am not going to be here after the day's show for a few weeks. As a matter of fact, we've got Todd Mickelson is going to be filling in for us starting tomorrow. He's actually going to fill until Thursday, I believe it is, of next week. And then with the Independence Day holiday, we're actually going to have best of shows on Friday the 30th. We got some humdingers too. Friday the 30th, as well as on July 3rd and July 4th, we'll be back live shows on July 5th here at AM 950. So for 2 weeks here, all my best. Drive safe. Be careful. I'm taking some vacation time here. I've got to run through my list of things I've got to do. Do you know I'm going to probably spend, God, this just sucks, but I already know I'm going to end up doing this, probably spend part of Friday and Saturday down over at U.S. Bank Stadium hoping they release some tickets for the concerts those nights? I can see it already happening.
I send you my best.
Now, first of all, I would say this. If you are in Minneapolis, St. Paul, may I recommend the staycation? I've done this a few times. It's absolutely fantastic. It's an amazing time of year to do it. Got Pride in Minneapolis this weekend. Just all the lakes are going. Everything is it's great. I highly encourage it. There's festivals going on all over the place. Get out and enjoy it. Minneapolis, St. Paul is amazing. I desperately have got to. I don't know if I'm even going to let my daughter know. I'm going to try to go get those tickets just because I don't want her getting. I don't want to give anyone false hope. I don't want to give anyone false hope. And I think the worst part is that we don't get tickets and it's like everybody's like, it was the most amazing experience ever. I'm a changed human being. Oh my God. I was going to die at 40, but then I saw Taylor Swift and I'm going to live to 109. You know, it's like, oh my God. So if I stick around for that, by the way, 109 is a good run. Nicely done. Bravo. What would be 109 from now? I mean, you were president when Wilson was president, Woodrow Wilson or Taft. Did you make it back all the way to Taft at that point? Wow. Anyway, but no, I got to figure out how I'm going to try to pull that off. Have a wonderful Pride weekend coming up here. I hope we'll see you out there. It's fantastic. If you've never been to a Pride event, go. It's happiness, it's joy, it's celebration. It's the most kick-butt soundtrack you're ever going to hear in your entire life. Let's just be honest, man. That's the best freaking music ever. And it just, you'll have a great time. So I hope to see you out there. And like I said, have a no one blowing any fingers off on the holidays, okay? No one. I want, check your finger count. If you've got, you know, 10, come back with 10. Come back with 9 or 8 or 7. First of all, take a few moments to evaluate what's going on here. And then come back with those, all right? And toes, all your toes, too. We're not going to lose another producer on my watch. Not... Sorry. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. So have a wonderful time. And like I said, I'll be posting news stories and stuff like that on the social media. So you can find all sorts of just the same crap as this is, only on social media form, you know. Bon voyage. Enjoy it. Can I make the comment here, Patrick, that the Mall of America just gets it, and I'm the first to say, I've said this for years, the Mall of America didn't think it was going to be anything major, and it is one of, they do a pretty darn good job over there, and you can't deny that. So I want to give them a lot of kudos. They've done it again. It almost, this is one of those things, though, I have to ask the question, how did it take them this long to figure this out? Mall of America is going to be one of the top haunt attractions in the country for the upcoming Halloween season. Now, you've been over there when they do Nickelodeon Universe in there, and they upgrade it for the holidays. Like, they'll have a Christmas edition. They got some really cute Christmas decorations there, and Halloween decorations and Easter decorations. Have you seen those special holiday theme times there over there?
Oh yeah, I've definitely been there at those times of the year.
It's nice. It is absolutely nice, and you know, kind of enjoyable then when you get out there. But this is going to be different. The Bloomington Mega Mall says it's teaming up with a haunted attraction company, American Monsters, to open up a new indoor scare experience. 45,000 square feet of terror featuring elaborate set designs. So I'm going to wonder, is this, clearly some of this is probably not going to be for kids. I'm going to guess. For the little kids. It's going to be located on Level 2 South. Level 2 South. That whole level? Okay, so I usually go in on the west side, which is not the rotunda, but that's where that Holiday gas station is, and the Wurzel Pretzels is in there. And I think if you go down, you take a right, the Apple store is down there. That's where I go. And so you're going to the second floor, and the entire second floor is going to be Halloween?
No, I think they have sort of a rotating space.
Okay.
That's just...
Is that the Crayola Crayon place?
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm thinking of. And I don't have the authority to say for sure that that's the space that this is going into, but they do have that sort of impermanent space that, as you mentioned, the Crayola exhibit was the most recent one, but I think that's probably where this would go.
So it's going to be like Freddy Krueger, but instead of claws, it's crayons. Okay, that's going to be good fun. You know, instead of Jason Voorhees, but instead of a machete, he's got, you know, a violet purple, which, you know, he's painting the world a happy place. Just make sure he doesn't have a running start at you. I have no idea. I don't think those two things are going to be, it's going to be a heck of a crossover if it's a case. I'm going to guess that you're exactly right on that. The intricate detail, one of the kind offerings such as specialty bars. So they're definitely going to be branching out into the mall then. Specialty bars, themed cocktails, and food will create a haunt experience like no other. Because, yeah, nothing says haunted house better than I'm drunk. don't get this. This sounds like actually it's going to be fun. Level 2 South, September 15th through October 31st. Tickets go on sale in August. So they're expecting this to be popular. I got to imagine it's going to be hugely popular. Mall says the experience will be story-based and immersive, using a combination of live scare actors and legendary creatures and terrifying evocative sets, combined with media-based scare moments, theatrical lighting, special effects, and original soundtrack. You guys are going to have to bring this, because you do realize you're going to be dealing with the pandemic generation, right? And they're going to be like, no. You're not really scaring me. Telling me I basically am not going to have a graduation. Now, that scared me. So, okay, Mr. Boogeyman over there is trying to, oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, fine. Unless you're basically telling me I'm on remote learning again. You're not going to scare me. American Monsters will bring to life their creative and terrifying concepts. Well, that's great. Turning nightmares into reality. What do you mean there's no discount on this jacket? Sorry. Opening an elevated haunt experience, in addition to our exceptional seasonal activities, will make Mall America a perfect destination for Halloween enthusiasts. I'm not going to deny that. So once again, even though it's the heat of summer, prepare for that. It sounds like it's going to be a hoot, man. So I'm all over that action. Maybe we should do a show from over there. You know, oh, this guy's trying to scare me. I've seen the Twins hitting batting stats. You can't scare me. You can't. I got tickets to a Twins game, by the way. I might have to pay someone to take them off my hands. Oh God, I'm gonna be doing that while I'm at it. I'm gone here too. Did you read Royce's column this morning in the Strib?
I did not have the chance to read that. No,
read that. Get the chance to read that. It's pretty good, solid. He basically talked about how bad they are at trades. I want to make sure we understand something. The Twins had Byron Buxton, Mr. I'm walking up to the batter box. Ouch, I fell. I've broken my leg in six places. I'm on the DL for the rest of the season. And they had Louis Arraez, the batting champ. And they traded the batting champ, not Byron Buxton, to Miami, where currently Louis Arraez is the hottest hitter in 50 years. He's got a legit chance of hitting 400. And we have basically batting because our hitting coach is the worst hitting coach I have ever seen in my entire life, where he's either telling the players to not swing on strike one and two because that will freak them out, or he's telling them, swing your bat like you're trying to kill mosquitoes. It's one of the two. And considering it's the entire team, he's the worst batting coach I have ever seen in my entire life. Unbelievable. But hey, you know, maybe I'll give you 10 bucks. I might have to give someone 10 bucks to take the tickets off my hands. Looking forward to it. Speaking of haunted houses, dear Lord. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205 is the phone number. So I want to start off with the standard got to catch them all update, where we talk about, you know, January 6th and getting all those traitorous bastards and locking them up in jail. Three more men have become the latest Minnesotans charged in connection with the assault on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Father and son, Kenneth and Caleb Fuller. Well, the rotten apple doesn't fall too far from the rotten tree, does it? Both of Cleveland, Minnesota, and Kenneth's brother, Nicholas Fuller, 40, of Mapleton, Minnesota, have been charged with felony obstruction of law enforcement during a civil disorder, misdemeanor entering in restricted building and grounds, and disorderly conduct in a restricted building. They were among the hundreds of supporters of now former President Trump, who breached the Capitol as senators prepared to certify the 2020 election win of Joe Biden. Caleb and Nicholas Fuller had previously been arrested and made their first court appearances in Minnesota last week. Kenneth Fuller was arrested on Friday. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia, all three Fullers can be seen in police body cam footage consistently in front of the police lines at various locations along the West Plaza between 3:30 p.m. and 4:50 p.m., resisting police officers' movement and activity. In one video, Kenneth Fuller can be heard preparing the crowd to respond to police efforts to push back against the rioters. He can be seen turning and bracing his back right arm against the police shields. So this wasn't just some guy who was just entering the building. These guys were fighting with the cops. You know, the guys with the blue flags, the thin blue line flags, one of these guys, but not those cops. Well, I don't know if he has a thin blue line flag. Would it surprise any one of us? Would it surprise any of us? Nicholas Fuller and Caleb Fuller were also allegedly seen on body cams, pushing against police lines and pushing others to prevent them to form movement of the officers. So we're not talking just, you know, some guys that were there. We are talking about people who were part of those delusional nutbags which were trying to overthrow the government of the United States. and I've said this before, you can't do this just once and say, well, the next time we'll tolerate the election. It's over. These people, it came down to America, democracy on one side, and their undenying love of Donald Trump uberalis on the other, and they went with Trump over democracy, this country, patriotism. Nope, it was basically, we're going to force our guy to be the winner. He was a winner because if he wasn't a winner, I'm the loser, and I can't be a loser. And they tried to hot hang the vice president. How many times, by the way, have you talked to someone, a conservative, about that? And they're like, well, when they were chanting, hang Mike Pence, they weren't really talking about hanging him. They built a gallows. Trust me, if God forbid that crowd would have gotten hold of Nancy Pelosi, they would have ripped her to shreds. If they would have gotten Mike Pence, they would have hung him. That's what would have happened. And it would have been interesting if not, I mean, like I said, if you look back on the timeline there, it was finally when Trump and his White House realized all these people are about to get freaking gunned down because the National Guard of Virginia and the National Guard of Maryland are they're basically honing in here and they're locking and loading. So you can either get these guys out of here and hope that there's not some massive body count, or else you can basically, you know, try to explain this as your legacy. It is disturbing beyond disturbing. And my gut feeling is that there probably is still stuff that's known between the clandestine agencies of even sitting House members and senators being involved with the planning and attempted overthrow of the government of the United States, that they actually have far harsher proof against these guys. And they're going to let them walk because they basically just they feel as if, well, they really didn't succeed. So I guess no blood, no foul, huh? Yeah. Needless to say, I am still a little miffed at this. As a veteran of the U.S. Army, no, you do not, you know, attack the U.S. government, you know, for, you know, enemies foreign and domestic. That's part of the thing we're fighting against. But yet there is a something I want to put a warning out to everyone about what they're trying to do, what the Republicans are trying to do. Because one of the things Republicans are amazing at doing is convincing people to vote against their best interests. They are unmatched in my lifetime at any political party worldwide of getting people to vote against their own best interests with a smile on their face. And they're starting to lay the foundation for them to try to convince you to do that again. I'll explain that when I come back. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Do you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call because we don't like to see anyone in pain. And we'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Chambaud Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambaudFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Eat Local Minnesota is a great way to find locally owned Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors. You'll find high quality food and unique eating experiences with dishes from around the world. Just visit eatlocalminnesota.com for your next meal. Come visit the award-winning Hazel's Northeast in Minneapolis for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch. For breakfast, try the slow-cooked brisket hash, hippie cakes, and meat waffle. While for lunch, enjoy favorites like the buttermilk fried chicken sandwich or veggie burger. Hazel's is open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 8 to 8, with a Sunday brunch from 8 to 2. Located off 29th and Johnson in Northeast Minneapolis. More at hazelsnetogo.com. If you're craving barbecue, then don't drive too fast or you will miss Scott Jamama's Hot Barbecue, located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis. Scott Jamama's offers mouth-watering baby back ribs, grilled chicken, and half-pound pulled pork sandwiches. The potato salad, spicy baked beans, and twice-baked potatoes should not be missed. More details at scottjamamas.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. We've got the latest Minnesotans that are going to be charged here as co-conspirators in the attempt to overthrow the government of the United States on January 6th. We have to basically, I want to go back in time to 2016, where one of the things that blew my mind was that this country actually elected Donald Trump. And I mean, I spent a lot of time talking about that. Because quite literally, what you had was the Republican Party convincing America that a hamburger that was slightly overcooked than the customer wanted, the Hillary Clinton, everything else was okay with it. You know, it was made how they liked it. It was just slightly overdone, slightly overcooked. That was no better than actually eating a crap sandwich, an actual crap sandwich that was Donald Trump, that they convinced America that there was, you know, some people say that that burger is a little overdone. I say it's worse than if I had this crap sandwich. And they convinced America, you know what? I'll buy the crap sandwich. And they did this. But Republicans have been doing this for years. They're experts at getting people to vote against their own best interests. Go to rural America. Go to rural Minnesota. Pretty much everything that's bad out there is basically almost a direct result of Republican policy. It really is. The siphoning of money away from poorer people within these communities and giving it all to a handful of wealthy people who basically are living on the gilded mansion on top of the hill. That is what they are doing. And they're not fixing schools. They're not fixing roads. They're not fixing health care. They don't even want to make money available for such things as, you know, clean water. They don't want to do these things. And it's what was funny was this is in, when you look at this past legislative session, when the Democrats said, okay, fine, we're going to fix this. Then all of a sudden it's, I've been asking for a water treatment plan for decades, but now they need to make sure this is part of this. You weren't asking for that. You were in charge in some of the House or the Senate over these times. You never once wanted this. It's now that the Democrats were fixing the problems that you allowed to be created that suddenly this was my idea for decades. Thank God I inspired the Democrats to finally do this when they finally took control. That's kind of what they think they do. Because the reality is this is their shtick. This is their game plan. They convince people to vote against their own best interests. And they are very good at getting you to say, well, you know, that hamburger, here's the problem. I asked for medium rare. It's medium well. It's a little off here. It still tastes pretty good, but it's just not the perfect one. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to eat this. I've got this actual crap sandwich I could eat over here. I'm going to eat this because there's no difference. That was 2016. And, you know, embarrassment after embarrassment after embarrassment later. There you go. A recent poll was out. Three questions about the January 6th insurrectionists were asked. Is it appropriate or not appropriate to describe the incident as a legitimate protest? Is it appropriate or not appropriate to describe the incident as a riot? Is it appropriate or not appropriate to describe the incident as an insurrection? They asked Democrats, Republicans, and independents on this one. When asked about the word insurrection, 80% of Democrats agreed that it was the appropriate term, as did 43% of the independents. Now, once again, that this was of the last category. And when you describe riot was used, 69% of independents did call it a riot, but only 43% of independents called it an insurrection. In regards to Republicans, only 15% of them called it an insurrection. 44% of them, less than half, thought it was a riot. We've seen all the video footage. We saw the video footage that the Republicans who were there proudly posted up on social media, which is evidence, exhibit A, against them in every one of their own cases. And yet, over half the Republicans don't even consider what happened on January 6th a riot anymore. They don't consider, you know, less than the, only 15%. That's not even a sixth of Republicans, one-sixth of Republicans think that what happened was an insurrection, which it clearly was. The reason why this is like this, and by the way, this is also a kind of a nightmare for Republicans. It is, if you look at this, if these numbers hold, that this is, there's just no way if Trump becomes the nominee, they're going to be able to win. That being said, they have spent millions and millions of dollars to basically convince Republican voters that, you know what, it wasn't an insurrection, even though it was pretty clearly an insurrection. And they are going to try to do this now with independents and moderate Democrats. That there's, and that's what you're going to see. There was a fine video that was posted. This was being put out there by Joe Walsh, who basically said, you know, he was talking about quit complaining about how old Biden is or how woke the Democratic Party is, because that's not the problem. One side might have an elderly candidate, might have a little bit more policies you don't agree with. The other side's trying to destroy democracy itself. And that is a legitimate thing. But Republicans are masters at getting people to say, you know what, I don't agree with paid sick days. I'm going to go with anarchy instead. Exactly. They are very good at doing that. And so, once again, I said this the second that Trump became president. I said he's going to have at least two Supreme Court justices. He ended up having three. And I said it's going to take decades of you voting Democrat to basically make sure this doesn't happen again. If a challenger comes on out for Joe Biden, if, say, Gavin Newsom out in California decides I'm going to run, fine. Have the primary, winner take all, boom, go from there. Have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. But when we do get our Democratic nominee, whether that would be Joe Biden or someone else, even if there is a primary, you're a damn fool if you vote for anyone but Joe Biden. You're a damn fool if you vote for anyone but Joe Biden. I want to repeat that. You're an absolute fool. You've decided the crap sandwich is what you want for 4 years versus a slightly overdone burger. You can't be this stupid. And yet the Republicans are banking on you being this stupid. And don't look at me and act like this is no big deal. Look at how they play the fiddle for the people out in Republican parts of the state. We're going to take your health care away from you. I love you. We're going to make sure that you don't have workers' rights. You're the best. We're going to make it more difficult for you to get a house or have good quality education. I love you so much. That's Republicans in rural Minnesota. Democrats, hey, we're going to give you paid family leave. How dare you do that? Seriously. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. But it's the reality. So, Minnesota 3, Minnesota traitors to this country, I hope you rot in jail. To everyone else, the Republicans are about to put the hard sell on you. Don't let them. Do not let them. And if I may, just take the hamburger that's slightly overdone. It might not be perfect, but it's a hell of a lot better than asking for seconds of the crap sandwich. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
How does this sound? Doesn't this sound better?
If you've decided to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota instead to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved when someone repurposes your old cabinets, fixtures, and lumber. Think of all the resources saved by diverting those building materials from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota makes it happen for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, funds are available to make the environmentally responsible alternative comparable to a typical demolition. For more information, check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. Or call 612-351-8650. And don't forget to shop the Reuse Warehouse in Minneapolis.
Do yourself a favor and check out the amazing cuisine of EatLocalMinnesota.com. More than just a website, EatLocalMinnesota.com provides you with the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese Restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall Restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us.
The next time you're out in South Minneapolis, make Nightingale off 26th and Lindale your go-to dining option. It's a comfortable neighborhood restaurant that features a delicious menu of American classics, plus a wide drink and cocktail selection. Nightingale has dining room and bar seating available, plus takeout and delivery. Current hours are 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily, with the full menu until midnight. More at nightingalempls.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 91. Tonight, clear with a low around 67. And Wednesday, sunny with a high around 90. Create unforgettable meals that are sure to impress with vinaigrette. From extra virgin olive oils to balsamic vinegars, fused extra virgin olive oils to white balsamic vinegars and wine vinegars, vinaigrette has it all. Independently owned since 2009, find vinaigrette at 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis or at vinaigrettemn.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show, 952-946-6205. It's the, of course, the last show before we're gone until after the 4th. So, once again, have a nice Independence Day as that's coming up here. And once again, thanks to Todd Mickelson. He will be here live starting tomorrow for a little more than a week. And so the show goes on with Todd right here. Live shows for you right here on AM 950. How good are Republicans at Republicans are really good at getting people to vote against their best interests. But I will also say part of the reason why they have success is we, because of social media and our instantaneous gratification and our inability to basically focus for more than 5 seconds on anything, we have a tendency of forgetting the big things. And I, you know, it's one of the reasons why I think that, you know, when I kept saying on the show before Trump in 2016, I kept saying, you know, wait a second here. You do understand he's going to put Supreme Court justices on there and that's going to have big impacts. Oh, I don't know. And then all of a sudden Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away and everyone's like, I can't believe they're doing this. What do you mean I've been eating a crap sandwich? Yes, exactly. The reality is that we have a lot of things out there that Republicans are desperately not wanting to talk about. As a matter of fact, we should remind everyone that coming up on Saturday is the 1 year anniversary of the Republican-led Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade and sending it back to the states, where in certain states, it is now basically illegal to get an abortion of any kind. and that they prosecute doctors, they prosecute people, they prosecute parents, they prosecute anyone. Well, outside of rapists who make someone pregnant. I mean, that's a guy who has, he's trying to sow his oats there. But if that girl thinks about getting rid of that baby, she's the real villain. That's your standard Republican state right now. Republicans in this state are going to sit there and act as if this is decided law. We can't, what makes you think we would ever want to revisit this? They will. Is their official party platform women can choose their own health care for themselves? Is that their official platform? No, it is not. They have not changed it. They are still 100% against women being able to choose their own health care. Absolutely. And they're not about to change that. And so you should realize that if you vote Republican in the state of Minnesota or anywhere, you're voting for them to take away your rights because they will try it. I mean, you have to remember how amazing it is that right now, because Keith Ellison beat Schultz in the attorney general's race, Schultz would be challenging every law that came out of Minnesota, trying to run it up to the U.S. Supreme Court because he knows the Minnesota Supreme Court wouldn't be on his side. Try to figure out some way to take this to the federal level, saying that as an attorney general, he gets to decide what laws are laws. But because the Democrats went across the board, these are going to be well-established laws before any chance Republicans have a chance of taking the AG's office back. And so, you know, we have to keep that in mind. But it doesn't mean that the Republicans are not plotting on basically trying to introduce an outright overall ban, no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother. That's going to be the cause. Because I can tell you right now, there's at least half the Republicans in Minnesota Senate and House are of that kind of ilk. No exceptions whatsoever. They just don't want you to know about it. They don't want you to know about it. Because they know that's one of the main reasons they lost last time around. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Chris is in Eden Prairie wanting to chime in. Welcome on in, Chris.
Yeah, Matt, I just wanted to say, with looking at the Republicans, if we go back, you had the three. You had Rockefeller and you had Carnegie, and I'm not sure who the other guy was, but they basically picked a candidate. They created their own candidate, which was McKinley. And what happened was McKinley got assassinated, and then Roosevelt came in. And please correct me if I'm wrong. Roosevelt came in, and Roosevelt went after big business. But a lot of people who are the Roosevelt Republicans, that's not the Republican Party. Now we got these MAGA, whatever, crazy, lunatic crazies, and it's not the same Republican Party.
No problem. And thanks, Chris. And I think the third person you're thinking about is J.P. Morgan, if I remember correctly. And yeah, McKinley was, and McKinley getting assassinated, as tragic as that was kind of the end. Okay, so you had, of course, the post-Lincoln era of Johnson and Grant and Rutherford B. Hayes. And then you had this, you know, Garfield, it was a shame Garfield was assassinated. And he was actually, he seemed to have a lot of ideas and he didn't seem to be controlled by anyone. But you had a series of presidents that basically corporate America picked who the candidate was going to be, and that was the case. And McKinley was pretty much, and I know that there's some people, but they still choose it today. I'm not going to get it. It's a different kind of way they're choosing it. I mean, quite literally was go into a back room, pull out the hat, it's going to be this guy, and basically go tell the Republicans who to vote for on that. It was, you know, very Tammany Hall sort of stuff got going on. McKinley was the kind of the last of that group, and then he got assassinated, and he brought Teddy Roosevelt on as the VP because Teddy Roosevelt was this wildly popular war hero sort of thing. But he didn't really match McKinley in most of his mentality and his idealism. I mean, Roosevelt created the National Park System. Roosevelt would not be a moderate Democrat today. Teddy Roosevelt would be an Al Gore Democrat today. This should tell you how far to the right. And I mean, it's different. It's difficult to basically kind of explain this because, once again, the Dixiecrats and all the Southerners who, when they put the Equal Rights Act out, basically left the Democratic Party and joined the Republican Party, and it really pushed that party to the far right in the 1950s, 1960s. But when you go back to then, Roosevelt was, he was really kind of the antithesis of this. And they tried to bring Taft in, and he was going to be the kind of the return of this. And then comes Woodrow Wilson, who wasn't a good president, and he had some really bad personal issues. And he had that stroke. And presidential history is entertaining. It really is, needless to say. But Wilson was the president of Columbia University. He was kind of so outside the mainstream, they didn't quite know what to do with him. Needless to say, the Republican Party today is a hollow shell of what they used to be, even in the Reagan 80s. In the Reagan 80s, there were a lot of Republicans who would describe themselves as Ventura did back in when he ran for governor, which was fiscally conservative, socially liberal. I knew back in the 1980s a lot of Republicans who were pro-abortion. But basically this when they started welcoming in the further and further fringes of the right to basically have the foot soldiers to carry on these attacks, they kept pushing and pushing and pushing further and further to right and pushed out any of the moderate Republicans that used to, have, kind of differing points of view. And now their idea is, you look at Nancy Mace, who's supposedly one of the liberal Republicans, one of the more moderate Republicans, and she's like, of course we're going to try to get Joe Biden. We're going to investigate him all day long. That's just what we do. While the other side is, we need to impeach him and take him out back and execute him. That's kind of, that's your wide range of topics in the Republican mentality. That's why you can't trust them. I want to repeat that. You cannot trust a Republican politician. Sure, they might have some charisma and be charismatic. They might be able to put on, come on, I don't know where you get the idea. But they're masters of creating people that can convince you the crap sandwich is the best option. And you have to keep that in mind, that you shouldn't take anything that they say with a grain of salt. Because there's always an agenda. Most of their agenda does not even come from Minnesota. It comes from, think tanks that basically are the real puppet masters of this whole thing, where the money comes from and the control over party platforms in these states comes from. So this is something you need to keep in mind as we look at the one-year anniversary of the removal of women having the right to choose their own health care in this country, that they've taken away, the Republican Party has taken away your rights, and Clarence Thomas looked at everyone afterwards with a smile on his face and said, send us every single one of these cases again, and we will reverse them. We'll get rid of gay marriage. We'll get rid of gay rights. We'll get rid of interracial marriage. They'll allow sodomy laws to come back into rulings where you can basically have police departments kick open your own private residence door and run up to your bedroom. And if you're not having sex in a way that has been approved by the local town, then you're under arrest. That's what they want to do. And they will do it to you in a heartbeat. And they're going to come out. It's like, Matt, why are you trying to scare everybody? And they'll even put out, kind of folksy looking guys. I don't know where you get the idea that I'm this extremist. Yeah, because you're a Republican. Because you're a Republican. Because at best, you're like, 85% of you do not look at what happened on January 6th and say, wow, that was an insurrection. Or he's like, that was just a conflict of interests. You were screaming, hang the vice president. That's called an insurrection. You need to keep that in mind. They will take any small, take a look what happened yesterday when I made the comments like, did you really need to post the video of the death of the five women in the car? And they're saying, Matt doesn't want us to talk about it. Matt's thrusting to the side of the defender. Matt's doing this. Because why? because they're trying to control message. By the way, enjoyed thumping every one of those morons down yesterday, because that's the only way you can do it, is basically correct the record and then block them, because they don't want to debate. They just want to scream, ah, that's all they want to do. So over the next 2 weeks, as we get ready for Independence Day, where we applaud a flawed and at times shameful country that has done some things that have been bad, but at times has done some things that have been really good. You're welcome, Europe. World War II. You're welcome. That's so funny. I was like, yeah, well, when did the World War II start for the United States? Well, 1941, but it finished up fairly quickly afterwards because you're welcome. That's all. It's like, you guys were just doing stellar without us. You're welcome. Courtesy of the USA. Canada has some say in that, too. I'll give Canada some credit on that one, too. But, yeah, we've done some good things. We've done some bad things. And we need to come to grips with those things. And we can't just candy coat those things. And we can't just omit those things. And we can't just skip past those things. But at the end of the day, this country does have a lot of positivity and promise. It does have a lot of good. It has a lot of freedoms. And one side's trying to take those freedoms away from you, and the other one is not. And if you can't figure out which one you need to vote for, well, once again, enjoy your crab sandwich. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. Why are Republicans going ballistic right now? Well, yeah, I'll get to that. It has to do with Hunter Biden. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You've heard me talk about the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program. Now hear from someone who's actually done it, me. Our kid's car, the 2006 Toyota Sienna, served us well for 17 years, but it was finally time to say goodbye. The We Buy program is really simple. I gave them some basic information, we set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they gave me an estimate and a check, and they made me a generous offer. It was that fast. See for yourself. Try the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program at RudyLutherToyota.com.
Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood restaurant in the Whittier neighborhood at 26th and Lindale. Nightingale has patio, dining room, and bar seating available. Plus, they still have takeout and delivery. Their menu has lots of delicious options like the famous Nightingale Burger and Fries, Ginger Tamari Chicken Wings, Smoked Chicken Liver Pate, and more. They're open from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with their full menu until midnight. So make the friendly neighborhood Nightingale your go-to restaurant in South Minneapolis. Place an order, make a reservation, and more at nightingalempls.com.
Hey, it's Patrick. While you and your family are ready for summer, make sure your home is ready for summer too. There are going to be a lot of people over at your house for those barbecues and graduation parties in June, so make sure to check in with my friends at Zero Res to make sure your floors are in tip-top shape. And now that summer is finally here, it's time to take advantage of Zero Res's best deal of the year. Carpets, tile, rugs, upholstery, basically every surface in your home can be Zero Resified. So it's time to call my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. It's also the perfect time of year to get your air ducts and your dryer vent clean too. You've waited and now you save. Book now and take advantage of the summer sale and get 20% off all services. Schedule your appointment by calling 952-ZERO-RES or going to ZeroResMinnesota.com and asking for the AM 950 special. Backward or forward spells the same. Zero Res.
Oh, I sound doozy here. This is from Brian Evans, who is, I believe, the communications director for the Minnesota DFL. He put a poll out on Twitter. So let's see if Patrick, see if you can figure out this one, okay? How much money do you think the Minnesota GOP has in its federal bank account? A, $53. B, $53. C, wait, it can't be $53. Or D, oh, wow, it's actually $53. Which one do you think it is?
I'm going to go with all of the above.
It is indeed. Brian Evans posts this. This must be a disclosure they had to make. Cash on hand at close of reporting period, $53.81. Well, I got the 81 cents, man. Yeah, that's a candy bar. Well, is that a candy bar? Not really. Not anymore. Small candy bar. Fun size. Debts and obligation owed by the committee. $335,781.36. Now, as the Republican Party likes to claim, they're the math whizzes. They're the fiscal experts. So they've got $53 on hand and 81 cents. But they owe $335,781, which is a house in New Hope. I don't think you guys are spending fiscally conservatively. I don't think you're doing that. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I will say, if I may add to this, the reason why Republicans right now are going crazy is because this breaking story. President Joe Biden's son Hunter will plead guilty to federal tax offenses but avoid prosecution on a separate gun charge with a deal with the Justice Department that likely spares him time behind bars. Hunter Biden, 53, will plead guilty to the misdemeanor tax offenses as part of an agreement made public Tuesday. The agreement will also avoid prosecution on a felony charge of illegal possession of a firearm as a drug user, as long as he adheres to the conditions set by the prosecutors. It's somewhat unusual to resolve a federal crime case at the same time charges are filed in court, but not unheard of. The deal ends a long-running Justice Department investigation into Biden's second son, who has acknowledged struggling with addiction following his 2015 death of his brother, Beau Biden. It also averts a trial that would have had generated days or weeks of distracting headlines for the White House that has strenuously sought to keep its distance from the Justice Department. While it requires the younger Biden to admit guilt, the deal is narrowly focused on tax and weapons violations rather than anything broader or tied to the Democratic president. Nonetheless, former President Trump and other Republicans continue to try to use the case to shine an unflattering spotlight on Joe Biden and raise questions about the independence of Biden's Justice Department. And that's what they're saying. They're saying that, once again, this is kind of the mentality, if you take the pulse of the Republicans. It's like, he's got some tax violations. Well, we all know that's the death penalty. And it's also kind of interesting that, you know, the weapons charge, and I got to tell you the truth, as a Democrat, you know, these taxings, I mean, it's basically, I'm not surprised that there are, you know, tax violations. The tax system is geared for people to take advantage of it, especially if you're wealthy. And so that, you know, how many Republicans, I mean, the Republican Party would demand that Hunter Biden, we're going to change the law right now that Hunter Biden, because of these charges, these are lifetime prison sentences. And then the second he's sentenced, immediately we're going to rescind that. And that's back to just a slap on the hand because we don't want any of the Republicans who are about to get caught for the same tax problems to have to face the same penalty. That's kind of the mentality. But it's the illegal possession of a firearm in a above a drug user. That's the one that does bug me. Now, what I find to be hilarious about that, now, by the way, that bugged me before Hunter Biden was there, and it bugged me with Hunter Biden because I believe in, you know, we probably shouldn't have certain people having guns. And a former drug user, I'm sorry, I don't have any problem with that law. What's hilarious is the same Republicans who scream about, if you stop a drug user from loading up like they're a small military force in Bosnia, that you're really against freedom in America. And all of a sudden it's Hunter Biden. It's like, yeah, why is this a violation of gun? You got to prosecute him forever. It is pretty hilarious. It doesn't sound like anything here is unique to this case. He's not going to go to jail. He'll have to, you know, obviously pay back the taxes, probably penalties on that. Like I said, the one thing that bugs me is the firearm of the drug user, but the Republican Party could, they're not about to start saying, you know, we're 100% against guns being in drug users' hands. They're not going to, because there are just too many Republicans who say, if you start taking the guns away from the drug users, slippery slope, Matt, slippery slope. Come on, Matt, slippery slope, Matt. So that's the case. That's why every Republican you right now is. And the fact that there are other cases against him involving these mysterious individuals in Europe basically have completely and totally fallen apart, and there is no validity to any of them at all. And so they're kind of, I guarantee you they'll probably try to have hearings on this, but Hunter Biden's basically saying, yeah, you don't want to show up for hearings? I'm not going to show up for hearings. Hour two of the show is up next.
Hi, I'm Kelly Tankey.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Tune in to AM 950's newest show, Searching for Service.
a show designed to help current and future Rotarians find purpose through service.
We are dedicated to sharing stories, experiences, and opportunities for those searching for purpose, value, and meaning.
But more importantly, connection through community. Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcasts.
It's time to stop searching and start serving.
It's an absolute must for any true foodie. Vinaigrette at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis offers premium oils and vinegars for the most discriminating of tastes. This is Sarah Piepenberg, owner of Vinaigrette. We bottle on-site, there's no guesswork, and you get to taste test each and every oil and vinegar we offer. Our direct relationship with the growers ensures an uncompromised level of satisfaction. When you need to know you're cooking with the finest ingredients, first contact the independent...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm